Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Off the air, we've been just kind of quickly discussing all of our food that we ate this weekend, which is what we do. And I have become addicted to throwing whole chickens on my Traeger and letting them just, you know, go to town for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
And just doing various things with them.
Well, it's good. You get the best bang for your buck, first of all, I think.
And you just, you know? It's not full of all the crap. You just buy a couple organic whole chickens, and then you season them the way you want. And I took a giant loaf of French bread, cut it in half and opened it up, did my rotisserie chickens for about 5 hours, pulled them off, shredded them up, and then I slathered that French bread with some barbecue sauce, provolone cheese, the shredded chicken, and then pepper jack cheese on top of it, and more barbecue sauce, and then threw it back on the Traeger for another 20 minutes.
Smoked sandwich.
So it was a smoked sandwich. The bread got crispy. The cheese got smoked a little bit. Oh, Lord.
So the bread even gets like a smoky flavor to it, huh? Oh, it really sounds good, so Katie. Good. Yeah. You could even have that for breakfast.
Yeah, tell
you
me about your breakfast stuff real quick.
Because that's the thing. So I was watching this video over the weekend that talked about how a lot of people are trying to get protein in their diet, right? Mm-hmm. But some people don't care for like the processed meats and eggs and things that are traditional with American breakfast, right? And there was this guy who had a video. He's like, I'm eating shrimp Alfredo for breakfast because there are no rules. And I started doing a little digging, right? Apparently, we've all been duped. We've all been duped because it's essentially true. This hearty American breakfast was engineered in the 20s by Edward Bernays, and he completely fooled us.
So Eddie Bernays did this?
They called him the father of public relations, and he was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, right?
Oh, okay.
So he was hired by the Beechneat Packing Company to boost the sagging sales of bacon.
So it's all marketing.
It's all marketing. He came in and he consulted.
It's like milk. Doesn't really do a body good.
He consulted his agency's doctor and they agreed that a heavier breakfast was better for people because it gave them more energy to start the day. But then he took this and he had the doctor write to thousands of other physicians to see if they agree. But then he published it. So he had over 4,500 doctors confirming this theory that Americans need to eat heavy breakfast to improve their health, and people got on board with it. This was way back in the 1920s, and now we're all convinced we need bacon, eggs, sausage, hash browns, orange juice, a side of fruit, and toast to start our day. And it's just not true. It's not true. And so the thing
I
know a lot of people don't care, but it's funny just because like I love breakfast food, but I always thought that there was more to it. Like, why can't we have lasagna for breakfast? But you can. There are no rules.
You can. Guess what? You're an adult.
You're an adult and you can do what you want.
You know what you can have?
What?
Lasagna and chocolate cake if you want.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do that.
And wash it down with the Mountain Dew.
Hey.
If you're out in the dating world, you might be familiar with some of the stuff floating around, some of the stories. Gen Z singles right now are apparently going on practice dates just to build confidence. They're going out with people that they don't really have too much of an attraction to. They're just going out and, you know, practicing talking to people and ordering and being out in the public, I guess. They're calling them practice dates to build dating confidence.
Wouldn't that just be lovely if I found out I was the recipient of one of those? Like, you're just practicing on me? Lovely.
Yeah, they say they just want to stop performing and act natural when they're out on the dates. Now, that's very similar to something called goblin intimacy right now. And they say the idea that is instead of working your butt off to present the very best version of yourself when you're out there dating, just show up as a goblin. Now, not in full costume, unless you,
unless they're into that.
I mean, you might be into it. I don't know. But just
show me
as
your Shrek.
He was an ogre, Katie, not a
goblin.
I'm
sorry.
But just show up as is. Be normal. Just be the normal you. You're not hiding any of your flaws. You're being upfront about your baggage from the beginning. They're saying you're just starting things off by being real, and the other person can just take it or leave it.
See, and I appreciate that, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to scare everybody off. You can't come out with, like, you know, unkempt hair. You've got your sweats on.
Okay.
Like, that's 3 to 4 months in, Katie.
That's one thing in this story.
Not...
They say the big key to goblin intimacy or goblin-timacy is not coming across as low effort. You want to be authentic, but you still want to present, like, you take care of yourself. Clean yourself up a little bit. But it's just essentially your backstory and your life. That's what you're just kind of laying out on the table.
I've tried this, and it doesn't necessarily work the way you want it to. Like, I've been the person who's like, can I wear a basketball jersey to the first date? Why not? And they know how much I love the Nuggets, you know? But it doesn't work that way.
I don't think that would work.
No, but to me, that tells you everything you need to know, or a lot that you need to know about me. I really am a massive Nuggets fan. A lot of my life revolves around it. So I would think that's easy, getting things out of the way type stuff. But yeah, you just got to be careful with that one.
I would like it if I was out in the dating scene and the person in front of me just was like, hey, here's my life. This is what's going on.
I don't think you would.
Because I feel like that's how I would be.
No, but here's the thing is you
and
need
then
to.
Katie rolls in. So I've been into jail.
That's trauma bonding.
Yeah,
that's
and
different.
I wear men's basketball shorts and I love jail.
Oh, no, don't love jail. Stop it. But
it wasn't that bad.
So it does kind of make me think of the new Gen Z trend, though, where they are dating people who they view as uglier, for lack of a better term. But they're saying they're dating people that they're not attracted to and kind of the same
homely
thing. Yes, homely. Thank
Fugly.
You. Thank you. Yes.
Hit Good
by
God.
The ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. Oh, is that mean still?
Mean.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think we're still being mean.
Okay, but they say they call this the 6-7 trend, and that is not supposed to be.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm sorry, but you're dating a 6 or a 7 versus a 10.
Oh!
Right? So that's where it comes from. But here, again, I just feel like
aren't we all generally 6s and 7s?
Well, you would think, but they're saying that women primarily are doing this because they think that these partners are going to treat them better, and I've got news for you. You gotta worry about the ugly ones too. You just do.
Whoa.
You do.
Whoa.
You do.
That's been a myth like for years and years that you
years
date
years
somebody ugly because they're just happy to be with you. They'll try harder.
Yeah, and that is not
but the
case.
Uglies be cheating
like,
too?
They all are cheating. You can't trust anybody out there, Jeremy. But yeah, so this is, but they're saying,
have you been on to uglycheaters.com?
It's because they say a lot of it too is the dating app burnout. Everybody who's just picking their dates based on how someone looks, left, right, swipe, left, right, blah, blah, blah. They're saying that
very
when you
shallow.
Take that out of the picture and you're just dating somebody based on their interest level, the things that they have listed on their profile, you're bound to get a better match. But again, I'm just saying people are out there. They're doing you dirty regardless of how they look. So just be aware. Be aware.
And it's called 6-7.
I know. I knew that you probably wouldn't like that. There's also one more quick, just because there's an Ariana Grande term called grande-ing when it comes to the dating world. And that has a lot.
The only thing I think of is coffee.
Exactly. But it has nothing to do with the grande part. Grande-ing. It has more to do with her song, Thank You, Next.
Okay.
So it is just, well, Josh,
I don't know anything about that. I
don't like her.
Well, it's just, it was her just saying, you know, I dated this person and I'm like, thank you, next. Like, you know, she famously dated Mac Miller and she was nice about it in that song because he passed away after she made that song. But it was Pete Davidson she made that song about, right? But they say, like, with that in mind, it is that you're not holding a whole lot of, like, you're not mad at yourself for moving on because a lot of people are
you're giving
like,
yourself permission to move
you
on.
You are giving you're not keeping yourself in a relationship that's not working just because it's uncomfortable to end it. You're moving on to the next one,
or you're afraid
no
of what's
problems.
Next, even
exactly or... like you're moving on and there's no qualms about it. So, thank you. Next is the theory as well that Gen Zers are looking at, and there's just so much to do with dating now. There's all these
it's
theories
so
and
confusing.
All these trends, and I just
what happened to just hooking up at church
camp? I know,
you know,
under and then the you're canoes.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're together forever.
What the heck?
Church camping it. That's my new dating phrase.
Church camping
Let's
it.
Let's all go to church camp. Let's go. My HOA is better than your HOA. My HOA is better than your HOA. Ha ha ha.
What?
What?
That's a weird thing to flex about.
Yeah, we went out with the entire HOA over the weekend. It was like Friday night, and we went and had pasta, and we did some drinking, and we ended up at a brewery with the entire HOA, and it was a great night. So my HOA is better than your HOA.
Yeah, if you're
Suck
a partying. Jeez, I thought you guys were just making dumb laws and making people's lives hard.
Oh, we did that.
Just
then we went out
for the fun of it.
Yeah, we sent out some notices on weeds and paint colors and you know, spot cracks in your driveway, and then we went out and tore it up. One of the guys on the HOAs, he's an older gentleman, but he was swearing by these drinks called peach Bellinis.
I love a good peach Bellini.
I have never had a peach Bellini before, and he made everybody get a peach Bellini.
They're so good.
I didn't do it. I fought back. I was like, no, I'm ordering a Peroni.
I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown man. I'm not ordering a peach
you
Bellini.
Missed out.
Nick Nack got one, though, and she said, I drank it a little too fast. The rest of the night, she was talking about this.
Those peach Bellinis will catch up to you.
I had no idea. I had never heard of one before. But,
yeah, and you can get one with or without alcohol, so
Yeah. Well, hers definitely had alcohol. And they had, like, a peach in it, like a slice of peach.
On the side of the glass.
And it looked really good.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it came in, like, a martini-style glass, too, and I was like, I can't.
It's fancy.
I can't. Yeah. That is one of those drinks that, you know, as a guy, you're like, I'd like one, but I'll just make my wife order it and drink some of
it. And you'll drink a little
That's
bit.
How you get around it. Yes. Yeah.
Coming up on peach season, too, so give me no peaches.
Bellinis for everybody.
Yes.
But I will say, it was, you know, it cost us a pretty penny to go out and have some fun, and, you know, the brewery wasn't cheap either, just to grab a couple beers. And I came across this story this morning talking about funflation, and I was like, that's what we hit this weekend was funflation. Everybody's upset that it's costing so much to go out and just have fun.
Yeah.
To go get some cocktails, to go to a concert, to go on vacation, to go to a sporting event. It's so damn expensive anymore. I mean, just to go to a sporting event is expensive, and then you go downtown and you got to find, you know, $50 parking.
Oh,
even.
The parking now.
I'm over
ridiculous.
It.
And you better pay that $50, because if you park somewhere sketch, you're just going to be worried about your car the whole
night. Yeah,
yeah.
You
know?
That's mugflation
exactly,
when you get mugged on the way back to your car.
Got
to
be careful.
It'll cost you when you have to open up your wallet and give some cash to the muggers. But I know when we go out to eat as just a little family of four, I mean, it is fully expected that, you know, we'll be dropping a hundo. Easy peasy.
At least.
Or, you know, 150.
Yeah.
By the time it's all said and done. I took my daughter to the movies this weekend. It was just the two of us. It was $50 to go see Toy Story. After tickets, one popcorn and one drink that we shared.
And
$50.
And that's like to have fun. And everything in life already before that is also expensive. I mean, just living right now is costing us a pretty penny. So then when you add going out and having a good time, attaching that kind of price tag to it is just, it hurts your stomach. Or
at least
it does mine.
My tummy
hurts.
My
stomach hurts.
Well, think about vacation season now, too. Everyone's going, leaving to have fun.
Yeah.
Funflation is hitting you at the airport, your rental car.
Homie, I had to take out a loan.
Really?
For vacation.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to New York.
Because I had
Let's pick the most expensive spot to go to.
No, well, and I had so many things hit me leading up to this. My car, I had to then invest in getting a garage because I have a new car, I need to park it. I mean, so many things hit my wallet already, and then I have to go have fun. So,
Then you got
to
buy new clothes and get your
tan
on. You didn't know his job.
It's,
get your boobs done.
My nose is perfect.
Oh, stick it. To somebody else, sorry.
There's, no, don't come for my nose.
I just want to look good
for
my vacation.
Nose ain't it.
Your hair color's way
darker.
Off. What happened this weekend?
It's the one thing I actually got off my couch for, and it was
Did you leave
dye
it in a little
hair.
Too long?
No, I wanted it this dark. It's going to fade.
Okay.
So it'll get lighter in like a week, and by 2 weeks, it'll be almost back to
let's hope so.
Main one. But I do the box dye. I am not ashamed to admit it.
No, we can tell.
Shut up. Like, no. I went and did the whole salon route once, and my hair fell out. I'm not, like, Josh will attest to this. You remember when I went blonde for a minute, it completely
just
ruined
fried
my hair.
It.
Yeah. So I've sworn all that off, and
it
I do
looks
box dye.
Really different.
It looks awesome.
It looks
again,
unique.
My face and the head is fine, Jeremy. Like,
no,
quit coming for my head area.
Aren't you impressed that that was like one of the first things I said to you
I
when you came
impressed.
In today? I was like, hey, your hair looks darker.
Yeah, you know, it was not nice. The way you said. It was one of those things that you say
it
where
looks,
you're like, is
darker.
That nice or is that a slam
I'm getting used
at me?
To it. I'm definitely getting used to it.
Yeah.
It it washes you out for sure.
Oh. You know what, Jeremy? You know what?
I didn't realize you were that white.
Again.
Yeah. No, it looks fine.
Uh-huh.
I saw a guy this weekend who is probably in his 60s, is my guess.
Okay.
He's got stark white, like, beard.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, like, salt and pepper, you know, hair that, you know, it's got some gray in it. And he showed up, and I looked at him. I was like, whoa, because it was, like, jet black.
Yeah.
You know, and you know when guys do it.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
match, like, the eyebrows or the goatee or the beard. And the hair is jet black. And you're like, did you just color your hair? Are you trying to hold on to your youth?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am.
Hey, I did it before we went to Colorado and Company. We're on
See?
TV. Even though my head is buzzed, I even put a little hair color in because the sides are gray even still, you know.
So I get it.
I get it.
You understand.
But generally, I go with a color that, you know, accentuates my skin tone and looks uh-huh. normal.
Again, at least I have hair.
Yeah.
Ooh. So pretty and fluffy, too.